Welcome to the Proofs in the Popcorn. To my left, Stuart.
Hello.
And to my right, Tro.
Hello.
Ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Today's film is The Wicker Man, starring Nicolas Cage and... Who's that guy?
What guy?
Eckhart.
Lily Siegel.
Lily
Sobieski.
Lily Sobieski.
Aaron Eckhart was in it, but he had some kind of weird minor role that none of us noticed.
And probably more bees than any other film.
It was a bee movie.
Oh no,
that's already been done.
By the film Bee Movie?
By the film Bee Movie.
Lesson number one.
I thought the man got the ring back when the fiancé ran off. Does the man get the ring back when the fiancé runs off?
I think there are no strict rules for when the fiancé runs off. Otherwise, you could have a rule that the fiancé doesn't run off.
Yeah. I thought you don't run off when you could run off.
We've discussed this before. Which fiancé?
The thing is, though...
The girl fiancé.
Yes. It's always a girl, isn't it?
Definitely, you should give the ring back.
The thing is, in theory, yes. You gave me the ring. It's a lovely gift. I appreciate it. So you should get it back. Although, if you did the dirty, would just think, fuck you, my ring.
Who? What? Oh, if the man did the dirty.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you've been wronged horrifically, you might just think, I'm keeping this bloody ring.
Yeah, that's right. If anyone wrongs you, you're allowed to steal from them. Is that how it works?
Pretty much. I think the context was that just she ran off, so that's the... she did the wrong.
True. Yeah, true.
And I think, give the ring back, because that's an expensive ring, and you only gave it to them on the proviso they stay with you forever.
20 years.
If you got divorced, would you keep it?
Keep after divorce.
I'm not a fan of keeping, because rings should be sold.
Ring should be sold.
As in any computer game, right?
Okay, let's swap keeping for just not giving back to the buyer.
The man.
Either way, it's a sad ring that should be sold, because it might be happy to someone else. A sad ring sold to someone else becomes a happy ring.
Definitely if it was an heirloom. Don't go keeping heirlooms.
Oh yeah, if it's an heirloom, absolutely give it back. No matter what the circumstances.
Lección número dos.
Why do we do anything in this life?
That's a big question.
When was it asked in this B film?
I think it was asked more in the way of, why should I do this? Why do we do anything in this life? Therefore do it. Why do we do anything?
People don't realise when they use it in a flippant, sarcastic way that it has such significance.
To perpetuate our species.
Is that why we do it?
That's why, yeah.
Answer. I really hate that answer. It's a nonsense answer. It doesn't help anyone. Who cares about the species being perpetuated?
If you don't care, but the species cares, you existing and finding a mate tend to be things that you want.
Every being on Earth lives to perpetuate species.
Well, I don't think that's true at all.
I think that's absolute nonsense.
Really?
I think if we had someone here let's bring in a womb-less woman. And then tell her that the only point of her life is the perpetuated species.
Jeff and Goldblum are barren.
Exactly, look at them. They're not pointless, are they? I mean, they're shit, but they're not pointless.
Yeah, but I think generally the things you want and the things you do are actions that would tend to perpetuate the species.
You probably like the women you like because they perpetuate.
There are also things which tend to perpetuate, I don't know, the whole of society. It doesn't mean that that's the meaning of life. If someone looked from a spaceship, it looked like I was trying to contribute to...
I think me and Stuart could think of plenty of things that you personally do to perpetuate your species.
I'm sure I do. I do things, as I said, that contribute to the society I'm in as well. But that's not...
I don't think that's a
meaning. That's not a meaning of life. I think it's...
Give a cop-in answer. Cop-in.
I'm going to give a different cop-out answer, which is that there's no meaning. It's a false question.
No one has said that even perpetuating your species has meaning.
Well, sorry, what was the film quote?
Why do we do anything in this life?
I think we do it because we want to do it. That's why I want to do it. Straightforward.
So, because we want to. Like Daphne and Celeste.
Yeah.
Wasn't Daphne and Celeste.
Was it? Wow.
That was
Billy
Piper.
Sorry, because we want to.
Why did I make myself so loud?
That's why we do it. Why do I eat crisps? Because I want to. Not because I want to perpetuate the species.
But indirectly.
That's ludicrous.
Indirectly, yeah, unconsciously.
Indirectly, you're programmed to keep nourishing yourself.
You might as well say that. You may as well say that indirectly because of a bunch of chemicals which have make so and so reactions. If you look at what, if you look at the, every molecular level of what's happening, everything's just following the laws of physics.
Yeah, but the question is set a level above molecular physics. Says, why do we do anything?
Well, I'm going one level above and saying I do it because I want to do it.
Okay, so Tro does things because he wants to, and we do things to protect the species.
Tro does stuff because Billy Piper tells him to.
Do you actually wake up and think, I want to protect the species?
Every
today?
Day.
I actually think I don't want to protect the species.
Kids are rubbish.
Because, you know, the population is going in cycles, but I'm a bit like, you know, should we really keep perpetuating so hard?
Perpetuating the cat species?
By neutering them.
Oh.
Next!
Lezione numero tre.
What does man represent in its purest form?
It's very confusing, isn't it? Because, you know, man is not really a symbol. Well, let's have the answer. What answer does the...
Wait, man the gender or man the species?
Man
it's the gender, isn't
gender.
It?
Gender.
From well, the answer in the film, it's quite clearly the gender.
Yeah, it's gender. Okay, the film says, all together now, phallic symbol, phallic symbol, phallic symbol.
Well, children kind of scream that in a scary
it's
way.
It's a bit weird.
So, we think that it's not really right to say that a man represents a phallic symbol.
He is upright. Sometimes.
But it's probably the other way around.
Washington Monument.
What? Represents
Space
Washington.
Needle. Is that Washington Monument?
Washington Monument does not represent the Space
the
Needle.
The Monument. The Washington Monument.
What is the...
Collective
insecurity.
Name for
there is I think of an insecurity transferred into a kind of dominance. I see, that's what I see when I see man. I think that's what I think of.
Oedipus?
Yeah, possibly.
Penis envy?
You're looking for an actual word?
No, insecurity was the word, I found it. Okay. I figured it out.
Oh, I was still waiting for the
why
word.
No, insecure? Oppression comes from insecurity. That's why I see
why
it.
Why are men insecure?
I think it's the competition. It's the animalistic.
Oh, so it's going to go back to the animalistic.
Perpetuation of species.
Leçon numéro 4.
How dare you stand there and scare my children?
How dare you stand there and scare my children?
Does a person have a right to stand there and scare someone else's children?
Oh, okay. You adapted it, I think.
You know what? It's like the... If you're looking after someone else's kids, do you have the right to to discipline them?
I've got a lot of views on this, actually, because I've got a friend who disciplines other people's kids.
That's their job.
As their job.
They just got a cane and they go from house to house.
No, I think that, and I like the old-fashioned way of the community bringing up children, despite the fact that this film kind of suggests that will lead to a lot of murder inside wicked men. But I think that you should be able to say things to, because basically this is my basic premise. Parents are shit. And sometimes you can't help but think, I could do a better job here. Like, when kids keep, like, saying the same thing over and over again in an annoying way and bullying people or something like that, and you think, you just want to, like, tell them that they're being wrong.
This is the sad scientist in me. I was thinking the standard parental model is, like, covalent bonding, and your, like, society bringing up children is like metallic bonding with the free electrons roaming between the atoms that are parents. That's what came into my mind.
That's exactly what I meant. I should have just said that and let the listeners work it out for themselves.
I think it's the bad parents that care most about other people disciplining their kids. Like they're the ones that are most against it.
Insecurity?
Yeah, totally insecure. Oh, God, I'm doing a bad job. And they get defensive. Whereas if someone actually cares about the welfare of their kids, then they're
going
to be more, tell them to shut the fuck up.
I never have told parents or children off for things, but I can't, pardon me.
You've never told children off for things?
No, with their parents there.
All right.
I don't know what happened, what changed, because when I was young, other people would tell me if I was being a bit of a wild child. Not when I was, only when I was very young, and I think during
such a wild child.
During my,
can you remember that when you were five? Sure, it's something a wild child.
Ressence, go!
Bearing the bees in mind, was this film just My Girl all over again?
Oh, that was about rather than from the film. It was a rehashing of My Girl, wasn't it?
He was searching for his girl.
Didn't someone say there's My Girl 2?
There is My Girl 2.
Oh, it's famous, is it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Are they going to redo My Girl? Like, that
you can't redo My Girl.
No, I hope they don't. No one can trump Emma Chlumsky.
Who is that? Is that the woman?
That's My
Vader.
Girl.
That's the girl.
She's Vader.
Her name's Vader in the film.
Oh, she is, isn't she?
Vader Sultanfuss.
Is it like My Girl? Exactly.
Is the exact plot My Girl?
Okay, so let's map these. What is the plot of My Girl?
The plot is My Girl is that Vader, mum's died, daddy's remarrying, she's a bit miffed about it.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her young Macaulay Culkin friend. Yeah, they're very good friends. He gets stung by bees because he's allergic, and he dies.
So, yeah, you say that, but, like, I actually can't remember anything else that happens in the film.
She's also in a writing class.
And
how do they keep going for so long?
And she loves her writing teacher.
Snoach.
The film is...
Her daddy's an undertaker.
Mm.
He marries Jamie Lee Curtis. Vader has a phrenology bump head model in her garage.
It's a kind of about Jamie Lee Curtis moving in and her coming to terms with that. Well, wait, do we need to make the comparison?
So was this film just like My Girl? I'm going to say no.
I think on a, obviously not on a kind of like superficial level, but at its heart, in its purest form, I think it probably represents it.
I think it's really the anti-My Girl in that Nicolas Cage was ultimately led to the bees, and it was celebrated that he was stung by bees. Rather than being a tragic.
But it was Vader's fault that Macaulay Culkin did die
by
bees, because she dropped her ring in the forest and he went looking for it.
Well, that's not her fault. I mean, her fault would be
and
like
she
him
made him
pushing...
chuck stones at the beehive.
Lection number 6.
I can see what she sees in you, rough potential. Apply this to Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, that is what's said to Nicolas Cage.
Rough potential.
Diamond in the rough potential.
So
this comes back to Nicolas Cage being attractive, or not.
Let's just have a discussion about that. It's far more interesting than the weird path we go down with this.
I think Nicolas Cage is attractive from the cheekbones down.
Like, all the way down?
All the way. I don't know, I'm not very good at judging men's bodies.
Now
men's
he's got
faces.
A weird jaw. It's kind of jowly without the jowls. I don't think he's attractive at all. Obviously, there's worse.
But he's
got,
if you go above the cheekbones, he's got kind of like, he's kind of receding hairline, kind of bug eyed.
It's true.
But down here, he's kind of got a strong slash weak.
No, I can't. Strong slash weak jaw.
Yeah.
No.
I think he's a hilarious actor. I think he's like the last person I would have chosen for a horror film, because when he looks serious, you can't help but laugh, like the worst of teachers.
What bugs me about Nicolas Cage in the film is that he had absolutely no fear in doing absolutely anything, despite he's on his own on this island.
The creepiest
Everyone's
island.
Everyone's against him. He keeps finding dead bodies everywhere.
He keeps seeing an apparition of
and
a girl.
He dives into these ridiculous situations, just like he's got... I don't understand. You know, I would have liked to see a little bit of realistic apprehension.
No, I think he was trying to show fear, but whenever he did that, it was just...
Anger.
It was anger and comedy.
This is a good one. This is probably the best quote of the entire quote list.
All right.
Even if a victim complies, it's still murder.
Ooh.
Said as a throwaway comment.
Stuart, I may have to make some phone calls. I think the law would be yes, obviously, it's still murder. Because that's just like euthanasia, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not legal.
So, that's not legal.
I think there are some inalienable rights which you cannot give away.
I don't know.
Like your life.
I don't know what degree murder it would be, or manslaughter or anything, but it is still against the law, we can assume.
There was the people in, I don't know, those weird kind of like, you know, Amsterdam, Copenhagen, those kind of countries, they
You just need two cities.
They had those things where like people ate each other, didn't they? Maybe it was just Germany. But people ate each other, and it was like, you know, that they give themselves. As
you're talking about a film?
No.
Or real life?
Well, there might be a film about it.
I was thinking about a film Alive, where they crash in the
Now, you're talking about when they basically advertise themselves. Either to be eaten or for someone who wants to be eaten, and they get together, like, you know, Match.com, except instead of dating.
It's eating.
Yeah.
Which? But don't they die?
No, they do. You
know. I don't think they always die, but I think they can. But I mean, okay, what I'm saying is, even in those situations, I think that's still illegal.
You think? Someone's telling me. Cannibalism is illegal.
To eat someone.
Is it illegal to cut someone's arm off?
Yes.
If they ask for it in contract to agree to it.
It's bruised bodily harm.
I think.
I'm really disturbed that you two don't know the extent of the law about killing and maiming people.
I don't know.
And eating them.
But you can organise a punch-up. That's just, you know,
that's illegal as well.
Boxing.
You can do that.
That's professional.
Yeah.
No, well, you can make it
if two men in the street just decide to have a fight, you can't do that. No, you would get arrested.
Yeah, no, but if they go on TV, it's fine.
What? Yeah,
at which point?
Yes, boxing is fine.
Right, at which point does it go from not fine to fine?
You probably need a licence of some kind to, like, practice this particular sport.
So therefore,
can you set up a governing body of hacking arms off?
No. I don't think that would ever happen. I was saying, you know, you can't do that.
You've got a governing body of amateur boxing? School boxing? School wrestling?
I absolutely agree with Stuart in that, you know, it's a bit of a strange...
It's really, really well regulated boxing. You're not going to say, go, just punch... Just,
what do you mean well regulated?
Fighting.
You say that as if it's all, like, completely safe.
It's refereed.
Do you remember The Wrestler?
Yeah, do you remember The Wrestler?
It's fiction.
It's based on... Didn't you watch the documentary with us?
Look, it was the kind of fiction which you can refer to as facts.
My point is, you can't just start you can't just start fighting in the middle of the street.
I don't know what said that. We're talking about agreement and contract.
Say what, like, in your house by yourselves.
Don't have to name a place. You just have to say, are there circumstances in which you can cause someone grievous bodily harm legally?
I don't think there is. Because there are times, obviously, when the person whose arm has been hacked off... Let me finish. They go to the police and be like, I want to prosecute this guy, hacked my arm off. But you also get the state prosecuting someone who has cut someone's arm off, simply because it's a wrong thing to do.
One area is selling like maskers, isn't it? I saw an actual one, but whether that's legal or not, turns out it's not very legal to do this kind of things, because although you might want your nipples to be clamped and electrocuted and stuff like that for sexual acts, apparently you can't kind of give people the right to do that. So
choking is a bit dangerous.
You know why you can't do these things? Because it's too fine a line between, you know, unwanted harm and
nanny state. That's why it's the nanny state.
Oh god, nanny state! I can't get my nipples clamped anymore.
If one person wants another person in a titillating sexual act.
If I hear nanny state one more time in my lifetime, I'm going
to... Well, because people want to do it. I mean, I imagine people have good reasons why they want to hack each other's
arm. Maybe you'd have to have a waiting period, like when looking for a gun license in America. You'd say, I want my arm hacked off.
Yeah.
I'm signing here. And they're like, alright, wait, think about it.
Yeah.
Come back in
maybe
3 weeks.
Maybe you have to confirm once, you know.
Why should you be legally allowed to have your arm hacked off?
Because it's my fucking arm!
Wait, you're going to be draining the nation of, like, its resources, of your medical resources.
This isn't, my arm is not my nation's arm, this is my fucking arm.
No, but you're going to need medical attention after you've hacked it off.
We're not communist Russia anymore.
Listen, you're going to need medical attention after it's been hacked off. Like, months of it probably having a major limb hacked off, and you're going to need... You're going to be, like, probably legally disabled and need, you know, help doing various things, so you're going to need to, like...
You'd have to go private.
Maybe it'd be forced.
I don't care if I'm not, you know, this is, like, my tax money paying for Joe's...
No, go private.
I do think that people should pay premiums if they undertake unnecessarily risky activities. Like, I think mountain climbers should pay... completely for mountain safety.
I thought you were
going to
go on a smoking route.
Yeah.
And smoke. Yeah, well, smokers do really pay it, because they pay more for cigarettes, so...
Smokers do pay more for cigarettes than I do.
And I think that...
Can I just ask something?
Wait.
Go on.
I think that the premium on maiming your own arm would be quite high, for the reasons like that. So look, yeah, you can't do it mental, You've got to go on a waiting period. You've got to pay a premium for the NHS, and because Lawrence Volk wants its arm back, and then it's fine. It's your decision. You probably won't do it after that, but then probably it's a shit idea.
All the better.
Lección número 8.
Go on.
Maybe soon you'll be a whole family in pairs. That ha ha was part of the quote.
The context, the way it started out, she had like a costume, and it sounded like they were saying she was getting too fat for the costume, and then they said maybe you'll soon be a whole family of bears, as if that was a phrase for like obesity.
The thing is, there were a lot of jokes where you kind of thought you had to be part of this like Amish-like community to understand it. And
what did it mean?
In the film? I don't know.
No, the family of bears thing.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know what it
meant. I think it was more literal than you think. I think it literally meant next year, when we're going to burn another Nicolas Cage, we're going to be dressed up as bears.
Sapka no Sankia.
Killing me won't bring back your goddamn honey!
Oh, what a line.
Would it have brought back their goddamn honey?
Well, would it have brought back?
There are some circumstances in which killing someone might bring back their goddamn honey.
I don't know why they have a honey shortage. They have so many bees!
Well, they must be really livid. They've got so many bees and no honey. It's really annoying. I think the thing is, we don't see the rest of the film. I guess we're led to believe that, you know, this is a successful community and they know what they're doing, so...
It's worked up till now. What's more Nicolas Cage?
What would Nicolas Cage know about bringing back their
goddamn
honey?
You'd be like, Nicolas, yes, you are. You are going to bring back your honey.
Well, I'm surprised that people haven't sacrificed Nicolas Cage before to bring back honey.
Lição número 10.
How to get burned!
I think, yeah.
How did it get burned?
We didn't know.
Maybe it was just a prophetic symbol for Nicolas Cage's body.
For phallus?
Yeah.
How did it get burned? So Nicolas Cage found buried a doll... which was burned.
Can I just say, I didn't actually think it had been burned until he shouted it at my face.
Yeah, it looked burned. I thought
someone had scribbled out his face in black.
He never got... I think Nicolas Cage learned that you don't get people to answer your questions if you shout at them 3 times.
Why did he care so much?
I don't know.
I was thinking, as we conclude this podcast, it'd be good if we knew what the next film was going to be, so that listeners could
be... The Bicentennial Man.
Bicentennial Man, and then My Girl.
The next episode will be Bicentennial Man. Now listen, do we have an email address?
Proofisinthepopcorn@gmail.com.
There you go.
Is it the proof or just proof?
It's the proof.
Theproofisinthepopcorn@gmail.com.
Email. Thank God we got a snappy...
Email us if you know that if murder victim's compliant, is it allowed?
Is it allowed? If you've got a background in law?
Email us if you think Nicolas Cage is hot. Hot tamara.
Email us if you can answer the question.
How do you get burned?
Email us if you've ever sacrificed Nicolas Cage to bring back some honey.
Tell us whether or not it's successful.
Alright.
Oh my god.
Cue the explosion.
If you have comments, feedback, or suggestions for films to watch, email theproofisinthepopcorn@gmail.com.